Hello, and welcome to the Marketing in the Margins podcast, where we talk about the how-to of marketing your business while also running your business and living your life. I'm Katie, your host, marketing mentor, and fellow entrepreneur pal. Let's get into it. Hey, babes. Welcome back. If you're coming back, welcome for the first time. If this is your first time here, I'm glad you are listening to this episode. I am going to record this sort of quickly. I am like doing this definitely in the margins of my life today. But I wanted to get this particular topic out there about marketing mix, because it's something that I've realized for entrepreneurs who are just starting out, just getting into marketing their business online. There's a couple really like valuable steps that I always recommend taking to sort of like get you started. Now, of course, like planning an entire marketing campaign or planning out your strategy takes time. It takes time to create it. It takes time to implement it. And it's, as I always say, marketing is an art, not a science. So there's a lot of tweaking and editing along the way. But if you are just getting started and you're like, okay, I know I need to do this, but I don't quite know where my jumping off point should be, I'm going to help you think through your marketing mix. And what is your marketing mix? Excellent question. So the way I look at a marketing mix is it's a combination of the marketing channels and the marketing strategies that you are going to use to reach the audience you want to reach. And again, this is coming from more of a beginner place. So this is if you really have not put a whole lot of planning into your marketing yet, this is a good place to start. And there's three things you want to look at, and I'm going to lay them out really quick. And they're also going to be listed down in the show notes. So the first place we have to start, and this is really like whether you are a beginner, whether you are reworking your marketing, anything like that, is your audience. You really want to start with who your audience is. You want to understand them really, really well, and not just their demographics like gender and age and that kind of thing. But you also want to look at the psychographics, and the psychographics is just like a fancy term for the feelings, the desires, the motivations. Like, who are these people? Yes, of course, by age and by gender, but also who are they in their day-to-day life? What do they struggle with? What feelings are they having? What challenges do they come up against? What are their desires? What are they hoping and dreaming for themselves? The better you understand who you're speaking to, the easier it is to speak to them. And that is literally, like, I think just probably good life advice too. But and when it comes to marketing your business and creating messaging to reach that audience, you have to understand them. You have to know them really, really well. So part of this getting to know them is also understanding where they are spending their time online. We all know there's a lot of different platforms and a lot of different ways that you can reach an audience. You can use socials, you can, you know, create SEO optimized blog posts. So that's excellent web content. You can really hone in and focus on your email marketing, but that will really depend on where your audience is spending their most of their time. And honestly, like a quick Google search will actually give you a lot of good information. Like, you know, I speak mostly to millennial women entrepreneurs. And so I can Google that. And thankfully, there have been far better qualified people than me who have done a lot of market research and can say, okay, well, if that's the audience you're trying to reach, here are the platforms or here is how they spend most of their time online. And once you know where they're spending their time online, that's going to help you better plan the content and the messaging that you're going to create. It also means that if maybe they are predominantly on a platform that you're not super familiar with, you spend some time getting to know that platform. Like if you are an Instagram girly, but your audience spends a lot more time on TikTok, I would encourage you to learn TikTok, get on TikTok and start creating content there. Because again, if that's where they are, that's where you're most likely to reach them. So the first thing, know your audience and know where they spend their time online. The second part of your marketing mix is knowing the content that you are most comfortable creating. Now you may be like, okay, Katie, but you just said like if they're on TikTok, get on TikTok, and I'm not comfortable on TikTok. Okay, so there is a challenge for you. There is something that you might want to put some time and energy into working through, or if it is like a block, if you've got some mindset stuff around being on a specific platform, then maybe part of your initial steps are working through that. Because again, You can't get on the internet and say, hey, come to me, especially when you're starting out. You have to go to where your audience is. So as you are in these initial stages, sit down and write out, like, I really like creating short form video. I'm super comfortable with that. I'm more comfortable right now writing my content. I'm comfortable right now recording my content. See where you are right now. Start to create that content and then know if there is a format or a platform that your audience is more in tune with, you're going to work towards that. So we are understanding our audience and where they're spending their time online. We're understanding where our comfort lies in creating content and where we may need to start pushing ourselves a little bit more in creating content. And the third thing that I want you to keep in mind as you are in these beginning stages of planning your marketing and your messaging is understanding that your marketing, your messaging, this mix is going to grow and evolve as you do. I honestly think that's not something that is talked about enough in terms of like entrepreneur marketing education, is the very real fact that marketing ebbs and flows as your business scales, as your audience may change, as your audience grows. There is rarely a time in business and in marketing where everything just stays static over a long period of time. I don't know, unless maybe you're Nike and like everybody has just decided to adhere to what Nike says and so they can just set the tone. You really are always in a state of listening to your audience, taking stock of what's going on in your industry or in your niche or on the platform you're on and adjusting accordingly. So as you are planning this stuff, as you are maybe answering some of these questions and making some notes and making some lists and putting together a preliminary plan, remember not to tie yourself so tightly to it because it is going to change and it is going to evolve and it should change and evolve. So quick summary, the teacher in me loves a quick summary. When you are just starting out, getting yourself promoted, your business promoted online and creating a marketing mix, you are going to consider these three things. Who is your target audience and where are they spending their time online? What content are you most comfortable creating right now? And what content do you maybe need to challenge yourself on a bit? And are you in the mindset to grow and evolve as your business and audience does? These three things can honestly be pulled apart and become like their own episodes, and they probably will. So stay tuned for that. If you have any questions about your marketing mix, head down to the show notes. All my socials are linked there. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. That's where I do all my chatting. And if this episode was helpful to you in any way, I would so appreciate you jumping over to Apple Podcasts, that's also linked down in the show notes, and leaving a quick review, because I found out in my beginner podcast learning that reviews are really helpful in SEO. Like, it tells Google that like, oh yeah, this podcast and this episode is what people are searching for and is going to be an answer to a problem. And so to reach as many fellow women entrepreneurs as we can and continue to create an amazing community of support, reviews do matter quite a bit. So I'm actually going to go back today and start reviewing all of my favorite podcasts because the girls got to help the girls, right? So thank you again for listening. And remember, keep making magic in the margins of your life.